I just got finished re-watching the 2016 film Hell or High Water. It struck me that I had never reviewed it, being that it is one of my favorite bank robbery films. I'm surprised that I never actually reviewed this film. It starred Chris Pine as Toby Howard, Ben Foster as Tanner Howard, and they were brothers, Jeff Bridges as Marcus Hamilton, Gil Birmingham as Alberto Parker. Jeff Bridges' character and Gil Birmingham's character were the cops in the film that were in pursuit of the bank robbers. The brothers, played by Chris Pine and Ben Foster, Toby and Tanner, were the bank robbers. Ben Foster's character, Tanner, had just got out of jail. The film started off with the Howard brothers robbing a bank, but Ben Foster had just gotten out of jail. Their mom had just passed away. It was sad. She had left the house to them, but there was some debt on the house. It was around 30-something thousand to the bank, another 10,000 or so to get it out of the reverse mortgage, the clutches of the reverse mortgage. They owed around 40-something thousand dollars to get it completely out of the bank's hands. What they were trying to do was to rob the banks, using mostly smaller bills, 20s, 10s, and 5s, so as to stay off the radar. But they were in Texas, in a remote area, Texas, Midland. They were going around all these different banks. Meanwhile, you have Jeff Bridges and Gil Birmingham were partners, and they were assigned to track them down. Being that Ben Foster's character was a little more of the unhinged brother, and he had been to jail, he was the one that was more likely to go off the rails, and that's exactly what happened in this film. Whereas Chris Pine's character, Toby, he was more grounded and didn't want anything to go haywire. Even though they were robbing the banks, he didn't want anyone to get hurt. He just wanted to get the cash and get out. Toby, he didn't have a criminal record of any kind. There was no prior history on him. As the film continued, what Jeff Bridges' character decided to do was just stake out a bank. He said, they've hit bank A, B, C. They're going to hit this one soon. Let's just get in a hotel, wait it out. We know they're going to be here. So they were sitting there for 24 hours, 48 hours on stalking this one bank. And finally they pull out a map and they're looking around. So they said, oh, it's either going to be this bank or this one in this neighboring town, one over. They decide, okay, let's get in the car. Maybe it's going to be the other one. Sure enough, as they're heading in that direction, the call came in that there was a bank robbery in the town they were heading towards. And he was like, I knew it. It was funny, the character dynamic between the two of them, between Jeff Bridges and Gil Birmingham, because Gil played the part of he was part American Indian and part Mexican. Jeff Bridges would make jokes about him being an Indian and stuff like that. And there was some funny moments in there, and I thought that was interesting. In the final act, when they are robbing that last bank, they had two vehicles. One was a car that they staged a couple miles away from the scene. And then they went in with a truck. They were robbing this bank. And by then, some of the people who were the people that carried guns were all nearby. And they were all, after that bank robbery went down, someone had called like one of their husbands or something. And those people were out there waiting for them. As soon as they exited the bank, they were being shot at and their truck was getting lit up. So they just hightailed it out of there with about five or six Texans chasing them. They weren't even law enforcement, but they were chasing them. So they got a little bit of a lead on them, and Ben Foster's character pulls the truck over, pulls out his rifle, and just starts lighting them up. They had all stopped, parked, and gotten out of their cars, but at a safe distance. But he started lighting them up, and they all got into their cars and hightailed it in the opposite direction and got out of there. They made the change of vehicles, and they split up at that point, and you knew right then and there when they split up. You didn't know if they were both going to get caught, but pretty much you knew that they weren't going to get 100% away with this scot-free. That's what happens. They take the money and put it in the car with Chris Pine and Toby's character, and then he goes in one direction and Ben Foster goes in the other. Now, the film does culminate in a bloody gun battle, which was very entertaining. I don't want to spoil what happens in that. There's a scene when Chris Pine has to go through a checkpoint because the police had rounded the area and they were blocking the streets. And that was a scary point in the film. It turns out, I am going into some spoiler territory, Chris Pine does get away with the money, and they had until that Thursday to get the money to the bank Come Hell or High Water, which was the name of the movie, they had to be at that bank in order to get it out of Hawk. They were able to do that. Chris Pine was able to get that money over to the bank and get it paid on the last day. It turns out that land that they had, it was like a farm, and they had some, it was oil bearing land. It had oil on it, and they just needed to get it out of Hawk. I wanted to try to articulate why I liked this film so much. I really liked the cinematography. It was just such a beautiful scenery in the remote areas of Texas. And I liked the small town mentality with Jeff Bridges and his character. He was fantastic in this film. There was just a lot of scenes. I don't know. It's difficult to articulate why I liked it. The music was gripping. You didn't know what was going to happen until the end. And the final, kind of final scene, Jeff Bridges comes up to Chris Pine and they have a little discussion. And that was really interesting too. And Jeff Bridges didn't have enough evidence to charge Chris Pine with anything. But he knew he was the brother. He knew he was the culprit on there. And then I was thinking about that. In real life, if that were to have happened, he would have been in jail. I don't know. I just thought that there's no way he could have got away with robbing all those banks. The cameras that were in those banks were hokey and they didn't all work. Then there's this whole backdrop of the film had to do with they were taking a stab at the banks. So this film was in 2016, and in 2008, the United States, or in the world, there was a recession. And it had to do with these banks were taking everyone's money and they were foreclosing on people. And this was a jab at the banks and getting back at them and stealing from one bank to pay another bank off. So there was that aspect, or that was the political aspect of the movie. But I've seen this film now like 3 or 4 times, and I find it really entertaining to watch and gripping each time. And I've enjoyed the character interactions, and I do highly recommend it, and I give it 5 stars. I forgot to mention this. There was a really great scene. Part of what they were doing in the film was when they got their money, they were going to the casino to wash the money, so to speak. As unhinged as Ben Foster's character was, he ends up insulting a real Comanche Indian at one of the tables. And that guy gets up and he said, "You know what Comanche means?" Was it Comanche or Apache? He goes, I think it was Comanche. You know what Comanche means? He's like, "No, what does it mean?" Someone who doesn't have any friends and has nothing to lose. Something like that. And Ben Foster goes, "Well, you know what that makes me?" And he goes, "An enemy?" And he goes, "No, a Comanche." I thought it was a great line. And they walked away. There was no escalation after that. I thought for sure there was going to be a fist fight, but it turned out to be a de-escalation in the end. And I thought that was a great scene. On the trivia, it says the final scene of the movie was shot by Chris Pine's last day on the film and Jeff Bridges' first day. It's the only scene the two share together in the film.